Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I need a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread. I need to run over to the grocery store.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, joined here with Jamie. I wonder what would happen if that really happened in a drive-thru. Be like, bro, I don't need your to-do list. Just drive on.
Maybe it's my personality, but I always just assume that people working in drive-thru are anxious and angry because you're having to juggle so many things, and that's not healthy for me. So I falsely assume that they're always mad anyway. So I could imagine what would go through my head if somebody tried to get milk from me at Taco Bell.
That would, yeah.
Wouldn't go well. Sense.
All right, Jamie, we have a true crime story in 10 minutes or less. Why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, this is going back to 2009. We have a tragic resolution to a decades-old disappearance from a case in Ohio. We're going to be talking about Mario Mancada, a man who vanished in 2009. His mysterious disappearance left family and the community in Council Bluffs, Iowa, looking for answers. Remarkably, his body has been found. It was found in 2019 behind a refrigerator at a local supermarket. How would it get there, John?
Dude, that is so crazy. Larry was 25 years old when he was reported missing by his parents on November 28, 2009. They said he was upset and ran out of their home during a snowstorm. At the time, Larry was acting irrationally, possibly due to some medication that he was taking. He left with no shoes, no socks, no keys, and no car.
He was an employee at the Council Bluffs No Frills supermarket, though he wasn't scheduled to be working on the day that he disappeared. It wasn't until January of 2019 that the store had been closed for 3 years, so they were finally cleaning it out. And when they moved this big refrigerator and moved some shelves, they discovered his body, and it had been decaying for 10 years.
Sergeant Brandon Danielson from the Council Bluffs Police Department confirmed to people that the body was identified as Larry, and the ID was made through DNA from his biological parents, and the clothing that was on the body matched what he was wearing at the time of his disappearance.
The autopsy revealed no signs of trauma, leading investigators to believe that Larry's death was an accident, that he was not murdered and placed there, although it's always a possibility. They believe he left his home, went to the supermarket, climbed on top of the coolers, and accidentally fell into a gap that was between the cooler and the wall, where he became trapped and nobody could hear his cries for help, and he ultimately passed away from being stuck. Why would he have gotten up there, John?
Former employees of the supermarket mentioned that it was common for the workers to use the storage space that was on top of the coolers to take unofficial breaks, and the 12-foot fall and the noise from the freezer units likely prevented anyone from hearing Larry's cries for help.
Dr. Todd Wedham, a former employee at the grocery store, told CNN that workers would go into that hidden spot for breaks. It reminds me of The Office, John. I don't think it happened a lot, but there was one season where they created like a nap area in the warehouse and people would just go and take breaks there. And they did that at this grocery store because it was a hidden location. So your supervisor or whoever or customers weren't going to see you. And the noise allowed you to just go up there and talk or rest or whatever. But that's also what kept Larry's body from being discovered. John, I know you have worked at grocery stores, probably not as big of one as this. I think the one you worked at was pretty local, but were there areas in the store that were just hard to get to or hard to find?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember we would sell large bags of animal feed, and those would come in on pallets, and we would put those in an area, but behind those pallets, there was like a 3-foot area where if you wanted to take like a 10-minute break and not have anybody bother you, you would just crawl back there. Now, this is totally different because he fell, kind of sounds like, behind a wall.
Right.
So this is totally different than what happened to Larry. Jamie, I've got a morbid question, and I know it's kind of gross, but I mean, you and I have been around dead animals before, like in farms and stuff. It's an overwhelming smell. I mean, this is embarrassing, but we had a mouse problem in my house before, or like right when we moved in. It's taken care of now, but one died in our walls and it was awful.
It's horrible.
So how could they not smell Larry's decomposing body?
Yeah, they've explained away the noise and said the freezers were loud, but I cannot wrap my mind around how you would avoid that smell, because it is decayed flesh is a horrific smell, and one little mouse can cause your whole house to be miserable. So I would think that a human body, and we've talked about that in many cases, it's hard to go unnoticed. So I don't know if there was a temperature issue that was kept it cold enough back there, or what it may have been, but I agree with you. It's suspicious to me that nobody indicated that something was decaying back there. Maybe they did think it was something inside the wall, a rat, a possum, something like that. I don't know if they have possums in Iowa, but I agree with you. It's suspicious to me. They have officially ruled it an accident. The family doesn't seem to be crying out for further investigation, but I still have questions.
Yeah, and I guess to be clear, I'm not saying that it's suspicious in the fact that I don't think anyone in the restaurant murdered this kid, but I mean, an entire staff and restaurant was not able to smell what was happening. And I would just like an explanation as to why. Was there some kind of an exhaust on these machines or these coolers that, you know, moved the smell outside? Or was it like, oh, something's going on, but we don't really know what, because it's behind a wall. You're not going to look behind a wall.
And we know it didn't close for 7 years till after he disappeared. So it wasn't like they closed as he disappeared.
Yeah. And, I mean, another morbid fact, but when things like humans decompose, it liquefies. So there had to be some kind of signs. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything they could have done to help him. They couldn't hear the screams, and that's so sad. But it just seems like 7 years is a long time to not know there's something going on there.
Completely agree. But as far as we know, this case is closed. Larry was not murdered. Am thankful that his family got some sort of resolution, even though I'm sure they were holding out hope that he was still alive. But we appreciate you guys hanging out with us today for another episode of True Crime to Go. This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.